将来
所以等到约瑟要和他兄弟相认的时候
so when Joseph is going to be reconciled to his brother
约瑟如果爱他的弟兄
if he loves his brethren
他一定要把他弟兄带到神的面前
he has to bring his brothers before the Lord
尤其是犹大
especially Judah
你看见吗
you see that
你撕碎了父亲的心
you have crushed the father's heart
你不能一点感觉都没有
you, can have no, you cannot but have feelings
所以明白吗
so you understand that
现在约瑟巴不得很快和他的兄弟相认
so Joseph wanted to be reconciled with his brothers
他不能这样做
Cannot do such a thing.
如果他的弟兄没有回到神面前
If his brothers didn't come back to the presence of God
他不叫爱弟兄
It's not that he loves his brother
如果爱弟兄一定要把他带到神面前
If he loves his brother he has to bring them before God
所以大家都懂得那段故事
So everybody understand that story
是是
Isn't it amazing?
等到后来他们要把便雅悯当作人质扣下的时候
So when they were going to use Benjamin as a hostage
结果你看你犹大就说话了
Then Judah spoke up
犹大怎么说
What did Judah say?
他说我父亲的心和这童子的心是相连。
My father's heart and this child's heart is united.
这句话你为什么不早说呢
Why didn't you speak this much earlier?
如果当你卖约瑟的时候
When you sold out Joseph
你想到约瑟的心跟他父亲的心是相连的
That heart of Joseph was united with his father's heart
你怎么忍撕碎父亲的心
How could you tear your father's heart to pieces?
你怎么忍听见父亲说约瑟撕碎了约瑟撕碎了
How could you allow your father to say Joseph is torn to pieces Joseph is torn to pieces
所以那个时候约瑟犹大怎么说
So what did Judah say?
好现在这样做好
So now let's do this
把我当作人质
Let me be the hostage
让我的兄弟回去
Let my brother go back
让我被扣在埃及
May I be jailed in Egypt
当时谁把他的兄弟送到埃及
Who sent his brother to Egypt
是犹大
Was Judah
犹大把约瑟卖到埃及
Judah sold Joseph to Egypt
现在犹大怎么说呢
Now what did Judah say
犹大说
Judah said
好了好了
OK
现在我愿意被卖在埃及
I am willing to be stuck in Egypt
明白吗
You understand that
等到犹大的良心发现的
So when Judah's conscience started to speak to him
约瑟听不下去
Joseph couldn't bear it
约瑟就和他的兄弟相认
So then Joseph reconciled with his brother
因为犹大悔改
Because Judah changed and repented brothers and sisters
想想看
think about it
2000年
for 2000 years ago
当那些人还说定他十字架定他十字架
when they sing crucify him
神爱世人
God loved the world
把他独生子赐给他
that he gave his only begotten son
但他们说定他十字架
but they said crucify him
我要问大家
I want to ask you
流便在哪里
where is Reuben
十个支派已经飘离到全世界
the 10 tribes have already been cast into the world
他们定十字架他们根本不在
when they were crucified they weren't there
所以只有谁回到耶路撒冷
so who came back to Jerusalem
巴比伦以后
after Babylon
就犹大跟便雅悯
only Judah and Benjamin came back
所以说定他十字架定他十字架
so it said crucify him
是谁呀
who was it
当然是犹大
of course it was Judah
明白吗
understand that
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters
现在从1948年
so in 19Starting from 1948,
虽然神把他们带回来
even though God brought them back,
他们当初说定他十字架，定他十字架。
They said, crucify him.
他们撕碎了天父的心。
They tore the Father's heart.
当我们的主为我们钉在十字架上。
When our Lord Jesus was crucified for us,
你知道天上的神怎么说
？What did the Heavenly Father say?
好像说约瑟撕碎了，约瑟撕碎了。
And says he said, Joseph is torn to pieces. Joseph is torn to pieces. Brothers and sisters,
感谢
Thank the Lord.
我们这些外邦人
，We are Gentiles.
We 们愿意接受耶稣基督做救主。
We said, "Our Lord Jesus is our Savior."
是我们的罪撕碎了天父的心。
It's our sin that tore the Father's pieces. Thank the Lord. We have been saved.
明白吗
？Understand that.
现在问题在这里。
Now the problem is,
不是以色列是神的选民。
Is it that the people of Israel they are the chosen people of God?
神就放他一马。
Then God just let them go?
神让他完全放松呢
？God just let them be loose?
神是公义的。
The God is the righteous God.
外邦人怎么信耶稣
？However, Gentiles believe in the Lord Jesus.
犹太要信耶稣。
The Jews also have to believe the Jesus, Lord Jesus.
1948年。
So starting from 1948,
你看见吗
？You see that?
神所希我们的主耶稣所希望的。
Our Lord Jesus' hope
就是犹大那个悔改。
That Judah can repent.
他良心能够发现
that his conscience could speak to him
六十几年了
for 60 some years
他们越来越刚强
so they're stronger and stronger
他们觉得有美国做朋友就可以
they think that the United States is a friend
有美国帮助他们可以发展一种反飞弹的飞弹
so then the United States can help them develop an anti-missile missile
所以很清楚的
so it's very clear
他们可以保护他们
they can protect themselves
他们需要有依靠神吗
do they need to depend on God
不需要
no
所以明白了。
So you understand that?
就是这个原因。
Because of this,
你看见我们的主不能再忍耐。
Our Lord could no longer be patient.
是去年跟今年。
So last year and this year,
一共有四轮的血月。
There are four blood moons.
给我们看见。
To show us,
神有个 message.
God has a message.
神让以色列要明白。
God wants Israel to understand.
我们要悔改。
You have to repent.
回转回转回吧
Turn back, turn back.
何必死亡
Why do you have to die?
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
因为这个缘故
Because of this.
当然对以色列来讲
So for Israel,
在核子的阴影底下
Under the shadow of the nuclear threat.
在许多的阴影底下
Under the threat of many things.
它被 cornered 到一个地方
It's been cornered to such an extent.
美国应该站在他这边
The United States should stand on its
side. 华盛顿应该是朋友
Washington should be a friend.
那个朋友不见了
That friend has disappeared.
所以明白吗
So you see that?
今年的逾越节
So the Passover this year,
今年的祝棚节
the Feast of Tabernacles today,
是去年，对不起，
last year,
去年
last year,
他们都看见了满月
So they all saw the full moon,
但是满月变红
But the full moon was red like blood,
稀奇吧
Isn't it amazing, brothers and sisters?
所以我们要知道
So we have to remember,
当时因着那颗在东方博士所看见的星
So because of the star that the Magi saw in the east,
我们就知道说,
then we know
主第一次就要来了,
our Lord is coming the first time.
所以几个博士,
so some Magi,
他们终于找到了救主,
so they finally found the Savior.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
现在不是那颗星,
it's not that star anymore.
现在是满月变红像星,
it's the full moon like a blood.
来提醒我们,
to remind us,
告诉我们说,
to tell us,
我们主很快就回来,
that our Lord is coming back soon.
所以第一,
At first,
you just have
to see them come back.
那就表示说
我们主快要和他的兄弟相遇。 Our Lord Jesus is almost going to reconcile himself with his brethren.
不过还要等他们悔改。
But they have to wait for them to repent.
不过就在这个时候，他们回来的时候，
when they came back,
无论是1949年，
no matter 1949,
或者是1967年，
or 1967,
满月变红像血。
So the moon is full like blood.
所以这里给我们看，日月星辰要显出异兆。
So this shows that there will be signs in sun and moon and stars.
第一，他们要回来。
First, they have to come back.
第二
，Number two，
你看见天上又显出异兆。
There will be signs in sun and moon and stars.
第三
，Third，
大家就在恐怖的阴影底下。
Man will be under the threat of terror.
因为圣经告诉我们说
，Because the Bible tells us，
人想起将要临到世界的事情，都吓得魂不附体。
Men thinking for fear and the expectation of things to come.
那就证明什么
？So what is the proof？
会回来一次。
Before the Lord's return, according to the book of Revelation,
人就一直活在恐怖的阴影。
So man will continue to live under the threat of terrorism.
如果以色列活在核子的阴影底下
，So if Israel lives under the threat of nuclear terrorism,
我们说这是雅各家的灾难。
We say this is the tragedy of the house of Jacob.
这就是耶利米书第三十章第七节所说。
So this is what's spoken of Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 7.
耶和华大日
，So the great day of Jehovah.
这个就是。雅各家的灾难
So that is the tragedy of the house of Jacob.
但是不要忘记
But don't forget.
因为神管教他的百姓
So because God is disciplined,
这个苦难就临到了以色列
So this suffering came to Israel.
但同时也临到了全世界
So it also came upon the whole world.
所以不光恐怖的阴影笼罩着以色列
Not only the nuclear threat over Israel.
你知道 ISIS 最近他的领袖发表一篇的演说
So recently the leader of ISIS he made a comment.
他们下一个目标就要对准以色列
So their next target is towards Israel.
所以明白吗
Do you see that balance?
很明显的
Very clear.
以色列是在伊朗的阴影底下
So not only is Israel under the threat of Iran.
也在 ISIS 的阴影底下
Also under the threat of ISIS.
但是核子的威胁不光对以色列
But the nuclear threat is not just towards Israel
也是对全世界
It's also for the whole world
ISIS 威胁不只是对全世界的
ISIS is not just a threat It's not to the whole world
也是威胁以色列
Also for Israel
所以明白吗
So you understand that brothers
现在你才知道
So now you understand
为什么我们主讲到大灾难
Why did the Lord talk about great tribulation
为什么读启示录的时候
Why when you read the book of Revelation
你看见有个大灾难
You see that there's a great tribulation
你看见耶和华大日
You see the great day of Jehovah
所以感谢主
So thank the Lord
只有我们的主能把它解释的
Only our Lord can interpret it.
明白吗
You understand that?
为什么有大灾难
Why is there great tribulation?
神要管教以色列
Because God is going to discipline the people.
神要把它 corner 到一个地步
The Lord is going to corner them.
他们要悔改相信我们的
They have to repent and believe in our Lord Jesus. So one thing we have to be clear. No matter, only, not only the fig tree is going to put forth
a leaf,
and then all the trees will put forth a leaf. What does it mean? So there's some ancient empires in the Bible that are going to come back. At least we come to one verse and one portion of the scripture. And that's Daniel chapter 4. To show us there's a big tree. And it was cut down. So that means that if this tree represents a nation, then it means it's been destroyed. But the Bible, the God said, keep the stump. What does it mean to keep the stump? That means it's going to grow up again. How long will it take for it to grow up again? If you read the book of Daniel, it'd be 7 periods. How long are 7 periods? We don't know. But one thing we do know, so when the power of Babylon rises its head, so after the Persian Gulf War broke up, you saw that Iraq was fight with the rest of the world. So you know that? This is an amazing thing. How long did it take? 2,520 solar years. But don't forget, but this is all the trees.
还有呢, 你要跟谁对比, 要跟无花果树对比啊,
so who do you contrast it with the fig tree?
所以现在我们要问,
so we want to ask,
以色列人,
so Israel in 1948, the second time came back. The first time they were deported to Babylon.
他就回来了,
so he came back. So if you calculate the time difference,
刚好经过2520年,
2520 years. But every year is 360 days. So if you do a simple calculation,
经过2000多年,
after 2000 years,
大概经过了半个世纪,
so after half, almost half a century, so no matter, not in, completely correct, so the Israel was restored in 1948, and then Babylon raises their head, the two Persian Gulf Wars, so it started in the 90s.
你不觉得神的话很新?
Don't you think the word of God is amazing?
你不是觉得神的话很奇妙?
Is the word of God so amazingly accurate? When you read the book of Revelation, it speaks about Babylon has fallen, Babylon has fallen, and the New Jerusalem coming down from heaven.
我不要问,
when you read that portion,
brothers,
have you thought about it?
巴比伦怎么会倾倒的?
How could Babylon fall?
巴比伦不是在公元前539年已经
didn't Babylon fall in 539 BC in the hands of the Persians? Didn't that empire go into history? How could Babylon fall again? What does that prove? It proves that before the Lord Jesus comes back, how Babylon will rise up again. You understand that? That's why it's fallen, it's fallen. Not only that, when you read the book of Jeremiah, when you talk about the prophecies of Babylon, it's all talking about the historical Babylon. Historical Babylon, how it defeated. 539 BC, when Babylon woke up, they discovered that the color of the world had turned from gold to silver. So we know this is a historical perspective. This is what happened in history.
所以想到将来巴比伦要遭遇什么事?
So what is going to happen to Babylon in the future? Jeremiah's prophecy is all historical. But when you read the book of Isaiah, you talk about Babylon, that's no longer the historical Babylon. Can we turn to Isaiah, chapter 13?
阿摩斯的儿子以赛亚德末世论巴比伦。The
oracle concerning Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amos saw.
下面是巴比伦。
So now it talks about Babylon.
那我们要问说,
so we want to ask,
这个巴比伦会不是历史上的巴比伦?
Could this be the historical Babylon?
不是的,
no, it's not.
我们怎么知道?
How do we know?
你要从上下文那个断定的。
Read its context.
你来看第六节,
you read verse 6.
你们要哀嚎,
wail for the day of the Lord is near. For the day of the Lord is near.
这日来到好像毁灭从全能者来到。
It will come as a destruction from the Almighty.
明白吗?
You see that?
这个巴比伦是末日的巴比伦。
This is the end times Babylon.
那巴比伦不是走入历史了?
Now, didn't Babylon go into history?
怎么还有末日的巴比伦?
How can you have an end day Babylon?
因为不光无花果树发芽。
Because it's not just a fig tree that was put for
this tree. 各样的树也要发芽。
All the trees are put for this tree.
以色列复国。
Israel will be restored.
This is in
1948.
结果巴比伦重新抬头。
So for Babylon to raise its head again.
那是1990年代。
That's in the 90s.
明白吗?
You see that, brothers and sisters?
所以读书的话很清楚。
So if you read the word of God, it's clear.
如果这样的话,
if it's this way,
那么这里的巴比伦应该是讲的末日的巴比伦。
So this Babylon must be the Babylon of the end time.
那它有什么特点呢?
What's the special feature?
你怎么知道是巴比伦呢?
How do you know it's Babylon?
当然了, 原来地方就是伊拉克今天所在的。
So the place that it was where Iraq is today.
但你读到这段圣经,
but when you read this portion,
很稀奇,
it's amazing.
圣经怎么说呢?
What does the Bible say?
第四节,
verse 4,
山间有许多人的声音,
a sound of tumult on the mountains,
好像大国人,
like that of many people,
有许多国的民聚集轰嚷的声音,
a sound of uproar of kingdoms of nations gathered together.
是啊,
isn't it interesting?
伊拉克居然能挑战全世界,
that Iraq, they could challenge the whole world,
全世界和他对抗,
the whole world can fight against
them. 然后这是耶和华, 是万军之耶和华